Pollution from three power plants in Kentucky is now contaminating groundwater flowing into both the Ohio River and Lake Harrington near Danville. Earlier reports showed the pollution stemmed from plants owned by Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities. Ryan Van Velzer from member station WFPL has more on what's in the water and how LG&E is cleaning up its mess.
So earlier this year, we reported that LG&E power plants are illegally contaminating groundwater under federal rules. Now we know that groundwater at two of those plants, including Mill Creek in Louisville, is moving beyond the groundwater into the surface water, specifically into the Ohio River.
We did have a detection of arsenic at Mill Creek, but again, the numbers seem to be falling.
That's LG&E Director of Environmental Affairs, Gary Revlett. He says the unpermitted groundwater pollution only makes a small percentage of what the company is legally allowed to dump into waterways like Lake Harrington beside the E.W. Brown power plant.
The amount of groundwater is just insignificant compared to what we are allowed to discharge, and which is not considered as being an environmental problem based upon the permitting done by the state.
But Earth Justice attorney Lisa Evans says all of that pollution adds up.
These chemicals don't disappear once they go into a body of water, and they may reappear in forms that are harmful to both aquatic organisms and to humans.
Coal ash contains a cocktail of potentially harmful chemicals, and it is polluting Louisville's drinking water source. But it's also only a drop in the bucket, and Louisville Water Company does test its water for chemical contamination, so no worries there. LG&E is in the process of closing all 19 of its coal ash ponds at a cost of more than $900 million. The remaining coal ash will be stored in dry landfills. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.